Amen. 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 Thank you, Father. Our text again. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace. To the end, the promise might be sure to all the seed. I'll read that again. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace. To the end, the promise might be sure to all the seed. Say all the seed. Not to that only which is of the law, the Jews, but to that which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. He's called the father of faith. Our father Abraham, he believed God. He believed dead body, a dead wound, and no hope. He believed God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Again, in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 1. I'm going to read this one from the Passion Translation. Again. See, you reading this script again? I had some egg yesterday morning. And in the morning, I'm going to eat some more egg. If I can eat eggs more than one time, I can read this scripture more than one time. Hallelujah. The egg didn't lose its substance from my body. This scripture hadn't lost its substance from my spirit. And you need a good dose of the Holy Scripture. Do you have your ears on? My brothers and sisters, when I first came to proclaim to you the secrets of God, I refused to come as an expert. And you know that ain't Jimmy Jones at all trying to be an expert. So I'm not standing up here trying to be an expert to you. I don't know what you call me, a little squirt, a big squirt. I don't care. I'm just going to be the squirt that God wants me to be. Trying to impress you with my eloquent speech and my lofty wisdom. For while I was with you, I was determined to be consumed with one topic. Just one. What's the topic? Jesus. Not coronavirus. Not riots and killings. Not danger and all that works of evil. One topic. Jesus. Who? Jesus. Can you say that with me? Jesus. That's the only somebody want to talk about this one. Jesus. One time. Jesus. Why you want to talk about it? Who is he? He's a crucified one. Why was he crucified? What is all this crucifixion business about? the crucified Messiah. I stood before you feeling inadequate, filled with the reverence for God, trembling under the sense of the importance of my words. It is very important that I speak to you the word of God. Not trying to come up with something that will impress you and say, wow, he's deep. Boy, he's out there. I want to make sure that what comes through the lips of clay this morning will be from the Spirit of God. That will feed your spirit. That will enlighten you and shine light in your dark places. That God no longer will be cloudy in your heart and your mind, but he will be light, clear, and very precise. And you will know beyond a shadow of a doubt that he will do exactly what he said. Nothing twisted, nothing mixed, but everything exact. And that you in your situation, where you stand, where you sit right now, he loves you. And if you've given your heart to him and you've made him the Lord of your life, he's looking at you right now. And he sees you flawless and guiltless. You're innocent and free. A promise he made to you, I'll do whatever I say in my word. I never will abandon you. I'll never leave. Never let you down. I'll do everything I say. No matter what comes in this earth, no matter what shows up, you're under my care. They can't get to you when you trust me, when you believe me. The door is closed on the enemy. He does not, are y'all listening to me? He does not have access to a secret place where you are. So how are you going to find me when you don't even know how to, you don't even know where the secret place is? Hallelujah. So I didn't come to entice, come to enlighten, that your heart will be thrilled through and through, that your very being will be saturated with this all-consuming God, with the confidence to know he's doing and will do everything he says. Dry your tears, wipe your eyes, and cry no more sorrow. But let them be tears of joy. Let them be shouts and dancing. Because God has thrilled my being and filled my every need. Hallelujah. Words that penetrate my being, enlighten my spirit, educate and renew my mind. And I am to a place where I'm fully persuaded and fully convinced that he is everything. And I have everything that I need. I don't have to look for another. I don't need no sidekick. I don't need no part-time, that he's everything. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.